Hi, I'm Sarah, and welcome to my Midnight Talk. So first thing first, hi, welcome. This is my first episode. Well, before this podcast, I've had some podcasts before, but like, I really want to start something new, and I think that would be really great for me, you know, college, something new. And for our first episode here, I want to talk about online relationship or online interaction. I think that nowadays online interaction is something that you find every day, and it's not surprising, it's just really out there every day. And I got really inspired to talk about this from the song called If You're Too Shy. And I think that is a really great song. It kind of takes you back to the 80s or 90s. It's by a band called The 1975. And I really love the song because it's just different from any other song. And not just the song itself, but the band itself also. They always talk about something new, something different. They always have this like kind of impulsive energy in every song they wrote. And I just really love it because like nowadays you can't just find something impulsive, something real, something realistic. I don't mean to mock the industry or like any other artist. I just really wanna appreciate the reality, the self-involvement they put in every art they make. I'm just gonna say it's art because it's literal art. I really love them. Oh yeah, and so for our first episode, yeah, we're gonna talk about online interaction. Especially during this quarantine, and god damn it, I hate quarantine. Just because we can stay at home all day doesn't mean it sounds perfect, doesn't mean it feels magical. It's not even refreshing. It's just shit. I'm sorry, but it is. And yeah, online relationship. Yeah, I mean like online relationship is something common. It's not something different or odd. I think we've all been through online relationship, whether it's with your high school boyfriend or your I don't know, someone you're close with. But like, I think online relationship is not just, it's not just because you're in a long distance relationship, but online relationship is something that I think we've all been through, and I don't know, maybe we're going through it right now. But I think it's something really fun to talk about because like in online relationship you can just build anything you want. I'm gonna call it plastic because like in nowadays plastic is like something perfect, something you can just easily build, you can just get it instantly. And I think in online relationship you can build anything. You can build yourself, you can build the relationship itself as it's something a good for, as a good form. And I just think that in every online relationship it's a bit stressing. Like, yes, it is perfect, but like it's online. In real life you don't get to build the same perfection as the online version, and it's really kind of just messing with your head. I mean, let's just talk about the interaction, not just the relationship. Let's just talk about the interaction first. Online interaction is just hits different. You can just be really friendly online. You can just talk about this. You can just mock this. You can just, I don't know, hate things, love things. But like in real life, you can just act the same as you are on the internet. I think that's the reality I don't want to live in. And I think that's really crazy because it's like you have two personality. Like every meme in the whole world say that. Like there's my online self and this is my real life self. And why can't we just mix it together? Like, why don't we can just be ourselves on the internet? Oh, wait, no, we can, because they're going to hate our real self. And that's just because they want something perfect. Let me just round it all up and just, like, online is something that you can build perfection into whatever you want. And I think that's really just, I don't know, it's toxic environment for me because I don't live with that idea. And I think that idea is just, it's, I don't know what to say. It's just really, it's really, stupid. it's really hard for me to find the word because I can't seem to understand what the online life is, especially if you put relationships to it. It's just really crazy. I mean, online is stressing enough and it's all over the place and you have to look perfect and it'll mess up with your real life self because it's gonna be like, okay, so I look perfect here. I built myself here to be this person and I want to still be real. So, like, I'm gonna push myself to that limit where I just don't care what happened inside me as long as I look good on the outside. And I think that is really bad. Like, why would you do that to yourself? It's really, well, for me, for an 18-year-old, it's really stressing to live in a nowadays era because I can't seem to process what people want, even though I keep saying that I don't want to do what people want me to do because I don't live off their mouth. But I do think that there is some expectation for you to feel, even though you don't feel like you have to, but, like, it's the society. And, like, you're just gonna blame the society over and over again. And I think that's where the problem is. But, like, you'll go back to blaming yourself, and then you're gonna blame the society. And I think that the society is also built online. And I think this online world is something that is, it's really hard for me to find the word for it. But the online world, it's really just this big plastic world that is filled with this pink liquid, like with glitter and stuff, and it smells really good, but, like, it's just something that you let me just like, this is literally slime, right? Come on, Sarah. But let me just explain it to you. Like, this online world is like this plastic earth replica and filled with pink glitter slime. And you can just crush it with your hand, you can just play with it, and you can just do whatever you want to it. And online for me is that. That is just in my imagination. I'm not sure what people think about it, but that is just what it is in my imagination. And now, imagine how online is really easy to build. And now you want to talk about relationship, and you just throw relationship into it, and you build this person you want to be. And you just catfish on someone. That is really fucked up. I freaking hate catfishing. And you just catfish on someone, and then you just made us all up. And now you just want to be that person, but you can't. So you just keep lying and lying and lying, and you know, the other person, they'll ended up hating themselves. They ended up feeling like a fucking fool. And I'm not really surprised, because, like, I found it a lot. My friends, even my family, like my cousin, get catfished the other day. And I think that the expectation needs to stop. Like, we're just human. Yes, online is a very profitable access to the outside world where you can just find anything globally. But also, it is really dangerous to the society nowadays, especially our young ones. Like, we need to build them. We need to build them better than what we have right now. I'm not saying that, I'm not being ungrateful, but the society, the youth nowadays, they just expect this perfection. They expect to be this high-tech person. They can't live without technology. I'm not saying I can live without technology. I mean, like, I still need my phone, but the outside world is not that bad. Like, they never even touch grass. And I'm not trying to be this huge person who knows everything, miss know everything, and I'm just trying to be mean to someone. No, I'm just saying that online is good, but like, you also need other interaction. And for me, online relationship doesn't work well with me, and this quarantine sucks because I really love real affection. I really love like touching, like holding hands, and I'm trying to make this as appropriate as possible. It's really hard, like touching and, you know, real affection. It's not always about sex, but like, when you have real affection, a real interaction, it just feels more real. It's not always about touching hands or kissing or making out or, I don't know, licking, sucking, but it's also about talking, like just chat, like just talk with each other and having a real interaction, like him looking at me in the eyes and me looking at him in the eyes. It's really just beautiful, the moment. And I think we all deserve a lot after this quarantine, not just some online celebration with more Zoom and Google Meet. It's just really stressing me out with college. And yeah, so to round this all up, I think that online relationship is pretty crazy, especially all your Instagram influencer. They're kind of destroyed the real dream of being perfect, because when perfect for me is not that juicy lips, like this body goals. I think perfect is when your day goes well, you love yourself, you accept stuff, you love your life, you love the partner you lay with. And I just think perfect is like, okay, this goes perfect. Not just me being perfect myself, but everyone is. So I think that the influencer needs to be more loving and accepting. And I don't mind with people photoshopping. It just sometimes it gives me confusion when they posted something about their issues, about their harmful memories, but like, they're showing up their ass, and I don't know where to focus. Like, I don't want to be rude, but I don't want to be like, I just really get confused. So like, yeah, this just go nowhere. And I don't know why I'm talking about online relationship all of a sudden, because it's just, there's a lot of people going through this. Obviously, they're far away from their partner, like, there's space, there's gap, and it's really stressing the fuck out of people. Not to mention the economic nowadays, and it's just not really into it. But I do love talking about online stuff, because I think it's the problem that we're facing right now. And then again, the expectation in online, it's really crazy that it could ruin your real life. It could ruin you, like the real you, the reality of you can be ruined just because of the online persona you created. And yeah, I think it's really hard for us to accept ourselves, but we have to, because we are who we are. And you can just live on online every day because it's not real. Even if it's real, then it's just really bad. It's really toxic. And I think that people need to change. Oh, and this is really, I mean, like, I never thought I would be talking about online interaction because, hey, come on, I'm 18. It's really rare to see or to hear an 18-year-old talking about stop being online and get real. It's really different. And this might be some form of a bullshit moment, and it's probably just because I have this impulsive energy to talk about this. But I'm really thankful for myself, like, being able to talk about this. And I don't know, if no one is listening to this, then at least I can just babble it out of me, because I just want to get it out of my system. As you know, midnight is like the perfect time to talk about stuff that is bothering you. You can be like more honest. You can be more open. I think it's probably because you're tired. And yeah, I just really love talking about stuff that bothers me or like in my mind right now. And thank you for listening. If you're listening to this, I mean, like, really, really, thank you for listening. I just really like to like talk it out, even though it's kind of annoying. Pretty sure it's annoying for some people, but I like to talk about it. And I love to, I don't want to be high about myself saying like educate or what, but I just want to spread all the things that I have in my mind to other people. If they think it's educating to them, well, thank you. If they think it's annoying, yes, I know. But like, for now, all I want to say is good night to you guys. Night.